Hey, Stephen here. Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella, broadcasting from sunny Southern California. Today, I talk with Omar, the manager of one of our companies called OfferstoOwners.com. And he's going to share some stories of our Land Academy members sending out offer campaigns by the ton. And I know from experience, it's going to be good. Some of it's going to be bad. And some of it's just going to be a mess. Omar, how are you?
Good. How about yourself?
Excellent, man. Thanks for joining us today. This is kind of like something new for us, so I can't wait to see what's going to happen.
Absolutely.
So how many, I'm hoping on your screen you've got the stats so far this month. This is like the September, that when we're recording this, it's September 20. So I'm wondering how many offers we've sent out on behalf of our members, including ours, so far this month.
So currently we're looking at actually quite a big number compared to last month. We are looking at 259,000 offers sent so far.
Wow. And explain to us, can you explain what Offers to Owners is in general?
Absolutely. So Offers to Owners.
And then tell us how you keep track of all of it, because that's a daunting number. And how we get everybody's campaigns in the mail, and just basically why we're great is what I want to hear.
Absolutely. So Offers to Owners is a direct mail, it's a bulk direct mail company. So we don't focus on postcards, all these other things here. We are a real estate specific company, which helps our members get exactly what they want. And that is to make money through direct mail. And we take out everything else, all the issues of having to do your own merges, to having to set up your data, there's tons of headaches that come with every direct mail campaign. And what our members get to do using Offers to Owners is completely outsource that work to us, decide on a county, decide on a state and the acreage, provide us with the data, and we take care of everything else. Go ahead.
I'm going to interrupt you for a second, because I personally have been sending out mail campaigns since like 2001 offer campaigns. And it's never been easier for me to get something in the mail now since we started this company. We started Offers to Owners, Jill and I, in response to our Land Academy members and our House Academy members saying, you know what, can you just please take this out of my life? I'm happy to pay for it. And so some of the companies that we start don't quite take off, but for whatever reason, and I really credit you with this, Omar, this thing's just totally taken off. I mean, people love it. And every time I talk to a member on our Thursday calls or whenever, they're constantly giving you compliments. So that's kind of what I wanted to explore today, aside from the raw numbers. And I don't mean to interrupt you, but if you can finish that, I want to know what your secret is. That's, and everybody else does too.
Thank you so much, Stephen. Honestly, there is no secret. When you do mailing campaigns 8 hours a day, you kind of just figure it out, But in regards to my personal thing is to make everything easier on the members, because with a full time job and a land investing business or a house investing business, there's not a lot of time left in the day. So that's it. We take out the headache entirely, and we actually have super, super competitive rates. So whereas other people charge more without, with half the services missing that we provide. And alongside that, our members are awesome.
Yeah.
They're just absolutely amazing. And, the new ones, the biggest struggle I generally see is getting through the hurdle of sending out that first mailer. And that's just constant. It's a lot of being nervous mixed with just a fear of the response, really.
So how do you help a member who's brand new and has this fear or this concern or just, lack of confidence is really what I think it is more than anything else. How do you help them?
I give them some of the numbers that other members do. And be like, hey, this member just sent out 6,000 letters on a Monday and was ready to send another 6,000 on a Wednesday, and he's taking all of the calls himself. And how does that make you feel? And that's that kind of gets them working up, but it's more so the matter of handling data makes people nervous, and that's I've noticed that a lot. And we have full service options, so you know, if they're really that nervous about the data handling, or if they just want to kind of oversee the operation and see how we do it so they can learn it better themselves, the first order can be extremely full service related, where we pull the data and everything else. Then on the more so diversity side, if they've been through the program, they have a better sense of everything already. And then it's just talking them through it. Most of them have Pat Live. If not, they're taking their own inbound calls or they have people hired. And they don't. So the nervousness of the response is essentially the script that you're going to give somebody else to talk to these people.
So can you go over really briefly what our pricing is?
Absolutely. So for O2O is open to non-members. So our pricing there is 59 cents per mailer. And that includes your postage, your envelope, a double windowed high quality envelope, actually, two sheets of paper, you know, variable data, all of that within 59 cents. Then our members do get a discount of 50 and they get charged 55 cents per mailer with everything included, and free mail merges in both of these packages.
Wow.
And then our full service option is 99 cents, but you get total care. So you just tell us what to do and we make it happen. And so
basically do everything except the pricing, right?
That's exactly it. And even then we actually plug in the formulas for the pricing. You just tell us what you want to offer.
Oh man. So as a percentage, like of the three, what percent make up the orders? Like is full service, you know, 10% and the regular Land Academy member rate 50%, or what do you think, ballpark?
You know, we've actually seen an incline in the full service orders recently. I want to say about a good 20 to 25% are full service orders now.
Wow.
And it's a pretty big incline there. And then I want to say still a good 50% of them are, you know, just regular Docs Ready members. And I want to give the other 25% to non-members who still use O2O. And because there's really nothing else like it. I don't mean to, you know, brag about our tool here, but really.
Well, that's why I wanted to have you on the show. And I would like to actually make, if you're up for it, make this a weekly conversation to keep it. Because the single number one comment that, as I understand it from our customer service department, is that, or not comment, but concern is getting that first mailer in the mail and making it work. So I think this really can help people. I really want to, that leads me to my next question. I'm sure that the submissions that you see, the spreadsheet sheet submissions that members and other people are trying to get in, turn into an offer campaign and get it in the mail, the quality of what you receive is wildly different. So give us an idea of what a perfect submission would be like, and then tell us what you actually really get.
So a perfect submission would be someone has taken our perfectly aligned template, changed it to accordingly to what their business wordings are, and entered all of their information, took the spreadsheet, have all the data accurate, and just merged the two, and sent us a pre-merged or a merged PDF. That goes from our system directly onto our printer and starts getting printed. That would be a perfect submission.
Okay.
Now what we see.
I can't wait to hear this.
So a lot of the times, the one thing that gets changed or really, you know, messed with in any offer letter template is the alignment of the addresses. Because when you change out the body of the text, it shifts down a line or up a line. And that totally throws off the dual windowed envelope factor of it. So when we shoot that into our alignment tool, it's, you know, the address is 5 inches to the right of the window and it doesn't show. We'd see that a lot.
As a customer or a member submitting, and they shouldn't be concerned about this because you guys fix it anyway, right?
Exactly. So that's why I actually urge our customers all the time to submit us all three, because some people like doing their own merges and send us that PDF. But you know what? Alongside that, also send us your Excel sheet and your offer letter template, because just in case there's a bit of an issue. And sometimes we catch like very small errors. We've caught a bunch of spacing errors, you know, just a missing comma here and there. And all those affect the credibility of the mailer itself. So
I have to ask you, on a scale of 1 to 10, how high quality are the submissions that I personally send you for our own mail campaigns? And please be honest.
Completely honest, 9.5.
Really?
Yeah.
That's shocking, man. Because every time I submit one to you, and we usually do it probably every other week, I'm always thinking, man, I wonder if this is like, I wonder if I can improve on this somehow or make your life easier. Or, you know, I guess my point is, regardless of how long you've been doing this as a member or a non-member or sending out mail campaigns, I always like kind of wonder if it's right.
You know, it's, if you've done it 100 times and there's absolutely a chance that you make a mistake on 101. It's just, and that's how technical the data piece of it is anyway. So you miss a spacing in Excel and it just throws off your entire merge. And yeah, it's that simple of an error. Now, do we get that error a bunch? No, but is it possible? Absolutely.
How many people ask you if you can do the pricing?
Percentage related, yeah. At least 40%.
40% of the people who submit an offer campaign ask you to do the pricing.
Correct.
Wow. I thought you were going to say like 5%.
That's what I would like to see, but it's actually a lot of, so that, you know, taking percentages into the mix, that's 25% of full service. So everyone that does full service asks me the pricing. The other 15% come from the docs ready. So there are still people who have their data figured out, but they just have a little bit of trouble pricing. And some there's a lot of confusion when it comes into people deciding whether they want to do blind offers or a price breaker.
Do you think we should offer a pricing product? We can do it. You know how to price stuff. I know how to price stuff. What do you think?
Absolutely.
We do. You do?
That would be incredible. I think that would be incredible because I think I. Well, okay, so we already kind of have a product in place for House Academy. You know, we have the smart pricing service.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that next. If you can describe the house mailers and that product, what smart pricing is.
Absolutely. So the smart pricing service was launched to help people with house mailers alone. And the best part of that service is that it takes the most insanely time-consuming part out of your life when you use it. We go through 5 different websites. We go through Zillow, Trulia, Redfin, Realty Track, and
DataTree.
We plug in all the numbers line by line for you, essentially, and you can then decide what average of that you want to offer to these people. So right. we pretty much plug in everything. We plug in the formulas for you, make everything happen, and the only thing you have to then do is finalize on it.
Yeah, so let me give you an example of just what one deal looks like. If you've chosen any zip code to send offers to owners who own houses, and you've identified the Jill, come on over.
Are you recording?
Yeah, come on over if you want to. We're on the whole thing. Come on.
I'm sorry. Excuse me. I resigned something. Is that okay?
Yeah, we'll turn your mic on.
Uh-oh.
I'm getting in on the recording. What is this we're recording?
Hi, Jill.
Owners and what smart pricing is.
Oh, great. Thank you.
This is my way of if Jill's going to interrupt my interview, then she's going to be part of it.
I didn't know. I'm sorry. It's okay. I feel so bad. I came just to have you sign a legal document.
So what? I'll sign it when I'm right on the air.
Okay. Thank you.
What questions do you have for Omar about?
Tell me.
Offers to owners. He's already described what it is, and we're covering like smart pricing. And what if, this is what he just said. 40% of the people who about 40% of the people who submit an offer campaign to him request us to do the pricing.
Of course.
100% of the full service people request pricing.
Right. That's a big thing.
They're do you think ethically that we should price other people's mailers?
No.
So that's what I struggle with too.
No, and there really is a. Ethically, we should not, because it's because you should be sending out offers that you're ready to act on.
That's what I think.
And I don't think that we could do that for other people. So, and I love the smart pricing tool. So I think the smart pricing tool is as far as we can go. We'll run, you know, we take the average, I'm sure you explained it, of the best algorithms and give that to you. And then it's up to you to say, do I like that number? How much do I want to reduce it by? That kind of a
right.
Thing.
So here's where we
are. That's for houses. For land, we don't have that smart pricing tool.
So here's where we are in the progression in the interview here. I was going to describe, or I will describe what one line looks like in a mailer for smart pricing. So you pick a zip code. You identify all the houses that you want to send offers to. For us, we send only offers to using DataTree. We only send people who own houses with no debt, no mortgage on it at all. A lot of people do it differently, but that's how we do it. And then we send it to smart pricing, send it to Omar.
Can I add him? Maybe 2,000 or more lines.
Yeah.
So that's the value of this is, do you really want to sit and do this for yourself for 2,000 lines? Heck no.
So we haven't explained what it is yet. So okay. With Zillow, if you've ever looked up your house or any piece of real estate on like Zillow or Trulia, a number pops up, like a value, what they think it's worth. And so in Zillow, Trulia, Realtor.com, and DataTree, and all the others, they're different. So the value is to input all those numbers, take an average of it, and let's say it comes out to $150,000. Then you decide how much lower you want to send the offer, the actual offer out. So if you want to shave $50,000 off in every line item, like Jill said, 2,000 lines, you set it there. So now you're sending an offer out for a house for $100,000 that you know retail or not retail, but just in as is condition, according to their algorithms, is worth 150. Right. That's what smart pricing is. It really takes the mystery out of it.
Right.
We don't really have a product for land like that, and it's not stopping anybody from doing really well.
Exactly.
So I wonder, Omar, if you could ask the house people how much you know, to actually do that piece for them, just say, how much do you want? You want to reduce it by 50,000? I'll do that. You want to reduce it by per square foot? You know, that option.
That's fair.
Now it's not. Now we're not.
We're not setting the amount. They're setting the amount, and we can just run it down the line.
Or do you already do that?
In some cases, we do. Not all, because some people do like to do the final pricing themselves just to ensure that they're getting that accurate number in.
Okay.
So what else do you? What else do you think? You could, this is the first episode. Next week on this exact Offers to Owner show, what I would like to do is I'm going to ask you to pick two or three actual, without releasing where the offers are going or the names of the people that are submitting it, I would like to review two or three offer campaigns, like a good one and a bad one. And mm-hmm. so that our listeners can see, so they can, so it will help them submit a better offer campaign themselves, mm-hmm. if you know what I mean.
Absolutely.
So wrapping it up, I'd love to know what advice you have for people and anything that'll help.
I think the only advice I have is go for that first mailer. it takes out so much stress and fear, and just do it, just shoot it out and kind of shotgun it and deal with it later.
That's what I think. That's great advice. A lot of people call you and say, I just can't get over it, Omar. Help me.
Yes, I get a lot of those.
What do you say?
Go back and watch chapter whatever, 4?
Chapter 5, disc 1, disc 2.
Yeah. That's not crazy. Well, you know, the thing about it is, I'm not to interrupt, but I just was listening. It's funny how here we are full circle. I was listening to the first episode that you did with Aaron. And at the end of the day, if you shoot too high, you get all, Aaron called them love calls. I thought that was good. You get all these love calls because you offered way too much. Well, you know what? If you like the property, you can go back and say, you know, I made a mistake. That price doesn't work for me. Here's why. Here's what I can do. I apologize. And let me know if it works for you. If not, I get it. And a lot of people go, darn, I thought that was, and they'll say, yeah, I thought that was kind of high. I get it, you know, and you can recover. And then the other way too, you can adjust, like, so this all ties into Omar, just get the mail out and figure it out.
Yeah.
If you underprice it by a crazy amount, well, people have done that. We've all done that. Yeah. We make mistakes.
I still do that.
Exactly. And I've had people call me so mad. It's so darn funny because we missed something about it because it was like agricultural land and there's right now cattle on it and like all these other things like we couldn't have picked up on. And so I just go, okay, I realize I might've missed a zero or two, you know, what would you sell it for? And then go, and then now you have a number and you can decide.
There's so much margin for error in this. We just recorded one of the House Academy episodes. And we talked about, we sent out a 20,000 unit mailer, which is pretty large by anybody's measure. We're doing 11 deals. The profit in the deals range from $30,000 to $50,000. So that mailer costs about 10 grand. We will make about $350,000 after everything.
Right.
So,
wow.
Even if you get half of that or a quarter of that or 10% of that, it just makes this business model makes so much sense. And there's so much, let's say I entirely and completely screwed that mailer up and we got one house back. One. So my mailer cost is 10,000 and I make 35,000 bucks.
It's still worth
it. How can you argue with that?
Exactly. Yeah, he did it all wrong. And there you go. But it won't happen.
Right.
Usually. So
cool. I don't think there's any doubt any longer, especially if you're listening to this show, you've chosen to listen to this podcast, that this works.
Yep.
And how.
Thanks for letting me hijack your show, Omar.
Thank you, guys.
Hey, join us next time for another interesting episode. And we answer your questions posted on the online community, landinvestors.com.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
It's free. Hey, I guess we could finish the show this way.
I was going to kind of jump in and do my normal part is why I was going to do that. So,
hey, thanks again, Omar. You have anything else to add, pal?
No, sir. I actually just, the only thing I have to add is to all the members out there listening and non-members, if you have any questions at all about office owners or are stuck in your campaign, feel free to reach out. We have a live line. I'm always available for that. It's 800-725-8816. And then our email address is support@offersdonors.com.
And that's the number two.
Offers number two. Yeah.
Owners.com. And I, you know, I forgot to ask you, Omar, do you feel like the videos on the front page of O2 Offers to Owners are sufficient to help people do a mailer? Or do you think we should, redo them in a more detailed way?
I think we're going to be making a few changes very soon to some of the templates. And I think we should redo them then because right for currently, they actually do hold up and they are pretty good.
Okay, good. Good. Do you want to finish it?
It's coming. That's good. Thanks. Land Academy, the Land Academy Daily Show, and all of these podcasts remain commercial-free for you, our loyal listener. So wherever you're watching or wherever you're listening, please subscribe and rate us there. We are Steve and Jill.
Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property. Thanks, pal.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
You too.
Bye.